The ultimate Romans gospel experience.
17. We are heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus. This is Heir Church.
With Pastor Dave Thomas of the Heir Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theheirchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
Praise the Lord. Yes, amen, brother. You phony. You wait you get out in that world. You better know this stuff. Because the devil ain't going to play it. He going to know you. Come on, somebody. The devil was your daddy before you got saved. He know you. This better be real to you. He knows you. He know what you do. Because he trained you. He know what to put in front of you. I better go on. Turn to you and say, help me, Jesus. That's right. He here to help you. That's where to give you some information. Can you say amen? Amen. I start to call out what you used to be and what you used to do. Amen. But we might leave somebody out. Amen. Might leave somebody out. And folk be mad at preachers already as it is. Amen. Hallelujah. I said, glory to God. But anyway, God loves us, doesn't he? All right. Faith works by love. Okay. Now, in addition, your love must be a dominating part of your life. Motivating force. It's a motivator. Love is a motivator. Faith is an activator. Behind all the operations of your faith, love must be the operating force. It's your motive. Your motive has to be love. That's why, if your income triple, you know why I'm believing God for your income to triple? Because you can help some other people. You definitely help the church, but there's some other people who need your help. And you will help them. You're the one with the heart of God that will help them. So that makes love the dominating factor. One of our greatest hindrances to the God kind of faith is you, is us. We're in the way. All right? 1 Corinthians 13, 1 and 3. It's a picture of sense knowledge Christianity. You can be, a Christian in your, just your thinking, and it's not in your heart. You're not walking the love walk. Amen? And also, love is the power. It's the power charge behind the God kind of faith. So one of the key things is to develop and check your love walk. Develop and check your love walk. And it could be just one or two people that give you problems. You got to get over that and walk the love walk. That means you got to meditate on what the scriptures say about love. You must renew your mind to love the love of God. It's going to be some people you won't like. And if you're in here, you are racist already. You got issues. God made everybody. This is about God. This isn't about the new United States. This is about God. Have you ever noticed how you get to a point where you be trying to figure out what somebody is? And you can't figure out what they are. What you mean what they are, a man or woman? No, I'm talking about you trying to figure out what race they are. And they five different things. And you don't know how to treat the five. And what are you? Now, especially with Ancestry.com and a couple others now. Folk finding they're all kind of people now. Well, you look like a sister, but she's Mexican and Chinese. Now she got to learn her Mexican and Chinese history now. Amen. It's like hardly nobody any one thing. So you can just get off that race kick and get free. Although in certain parts of the world, it's more clear because there are only certain particular groups in certain areas. Can you say amen? I'll go on away from that. That can get kind of lengthy. But you got to free to love people. And you got to know. You can't know people from the outside in. You got to know people from the inside out. If you mean, you're not, you, if you mean, you're not a mean Negro or a mean Italian. You're just a mean person that happened to be African American or Italian. In either case, you don't get no points. You'll get no points. You need to get over and get delivered from being mean, or selfish, or greedy, or whatever it is. That didn't come in your skin. That came in your heart. I'm preaching good. That's not in your skin. That's in your heart. And God looks at the heart. He's looking at the heart. He's judging from the heart. He used people from the heart. You're looking at the skin and the hair texture. You can change your skin and your hair. Michael changed both of them. Bless that brother, man. Amen. Yeah. You know, Aretha went home to be with the Lord this week, you know. I asked him to play a dedication for Aretha, Amazing Grace or something. Matter of fact, speaking of grace, we're going to say the grace so we can go eat. But let me give you this point. Speaking of grace, that ain't the kind of grace she was singing about. She was talking about Amazing Grace, Pastor. Yeah, I know that. But it just triggered and made me think about lunch when I said grace. Amen. Look at you. Made you think about it. That means I'm going to have to go and close out quicker. Amen. Amen. How many of you love the Lord? You might well enjoy this. This is your life. This becomes your life. Amen. All right. Number two, faith is of the heart, not of the head. You put this for Roman number two. Faith is of the heart, not of the head. It's in your heart. That's why you meditate on the word. Amen. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Now, these are fundamentals. Get these. This is how you operate in the body of Christ, in the word of God, with God. And especially your interacting with people. Well, you know, they're not going right for me. Just are you in fellowship? Before the enemy attacks you, he will separate you from God. He'll isolate you. He gets away from church, the Bible, Jesus, Christian friend. He'll isolate you. He'll cut you off. Then he'll target you. So you got to know that. And your carnality will help him do it. The carnal mind is enmity with God. Okay, so here, this is the love. This is the love. Well, faith is of the heart, not of the head. Okay? Romans 10, 8, 9 through 10, it says, with the heart, man believeth. Say that with me. With the heart, man believeth. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. That's how you got saved. That's how you'll get everything. That's the process. Believe in the heart, confess it with the mouth. It comes. Some of you, and I'm going to go past this, some of you don't make prosperity confessions, but I had you to make one this morning. You don't speak out, the blessed Lord, make me rich and add no sorrow thereunto. You think that's a sin. That's God's idea. That's not your idea. Prosperity is not even man's idea. That's God's idea. He told Abraham, he blessed Abraham. Abundance is God's idea for his people. Healing is his idea. Peace of mind is his. You didn't make him think of this. This is his love for you. All right. So, but here it is. It had to, your mind, heart, mind had to be renewed. Okay. Number three. I'm for time. Faith must be released through the mouth with words. See, you can have faith, but are you releasing it? Faith must be released. If you have faith, faith in God comes by the word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith in God comes by hearing by the word of God. The power of God's word. Are you with me? But faith is released. Somebody say release. Faith is released, praise God, through the mouth with words. This is why you must become calculated in what you say. Let's say, like, if you're a single woman, you say, the man God picked for me, he's looking for me. And I'm easily found by him. Not, ain't no good ones left. How many do you want? How many you think you're supposed to have? It's like, are you with me? I'm just saying, without thinking, you'll say a bunch of stuff like you heard your girlfriend say. Girl, ain't no good ones left. How many of y'all need? You just have to be found by one. And so you have to say that. Say, the man of God is looking for me, and I'm easily found. Are you following me? Amen. You all qualified, beautiful, intelligent, and everything. You the one. Say, I'm the one. Yeah. Let's say it like you mean it. I'm the one. That's right. And he's looking for you too. He's looking for, he's right talking about, this living by yourself ain't good at all. He got the house, the car, the bank account, the job, and everything else, and no wife. Going to the movies by itself. Trying to find you. Pastor, these dudes ain't trying to find nobody. You choose to believe that. You can believe something else. Amen. And then you say, and everywhere I go, he always want to be with me. Well, he ain't even found me yet, Pastor. How you going to want to be with me? He haven't found me yet. God told Abraham, he said, I have made you the father of many nations. And they didn't have any kids. They had no kids. Turn to your neighbor and say it. Then turn to the other neighbor and say, I dare you. Say it. Amen. Amen. How many of you are afraid to be blessed? Are you afraid to be? Don't be afraid to be blessed. It's God's plan for you. Amen. He don't want you waiting in heaven to live a great life. He wants you living it down here. Amen. I can see you now in Publix. I know you're trying to find me, probably in Publix in here. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That's right. I get some people give you testimony of this. You'd be looking like, when is he in church? Don't be trying to look for him. He going to find you. He's looking for you. God will send your husband from across the world and send him right through the door. Or send you look up, he'll be in Publix and say, can you tell me where the sugar at, sugar? In Publix? It's something about the way that man said sugar. It was an anointing on the word sugar. Was it the first sugar or the second sugar? No, I don't know where it's at, but I got a phone number I want you to take with you. We got to go. Somebody said, say, faith without works is dead. Amen. Y'all think I'm joking, don't you? I'm not joking one bit at all. I'm having a good time, but I'm not joking. God faithful. You have listened to people tell you their testimony of how they met. I had an aunt. She died a few years ago named Aunt Sarah. One of my dad's sisters. He's one of 15 kids. And Aunt Sarah, she was going through some mental challenges in the later years of her life. I asked Aunt Sarah, I said, Aunt Sarah, and we was up in South Carolina a couple years back. I said, Aunt Sarah, when did you meet Uncle Walter? Man, you'd have never guessed nothing was wrong with her memory. Aunt Sarah started smiling, and 20 minutes later, she's still talking. Talking about, yeah, David, Walter thought I was like somebody else, but I had something for him. And she started telling me stuff about how she met Uncle Walter. Man, she didn't forget a detail. But before that, it was like she couldn't remember her name. Now all of a sudden I asked her about Uncle Walter. Man, everything came back. She was smiling and emotional. I'm trying to go now. I don't want to hear all of this about Uncle Walter now. But it was like something with the emotion or something kicked in when I asked about her husband, you know, about Uncle Walter, man. So I'm simply saying, just saying. All right. Faith must be released through the mouth with words. Amen. You want to write that down. Heart faith is based on the word of God. Heart faith is based on the word of God, not feelings, not your feelings. Amen. Faith based on feelings will lead you to spiritual ruin because feelings are fickle. I said feelings are fickle. All right. Number four, faith works by praying or by saying only. Listen to this. Faith works by praying or saying only. Now, I won't have time to go into by praying. When you're praying, faith works by praying, saying or praying. Saying is confessing. And praying, when you pray, yeah, you remember that. I remember that. When Dr. Price one time, he said, there's no such thing as a silent prayer. Mother, I remember him saying that years ago. No such thing as a silent prayer. Prayer, you got to pray. Remember I told you when people pray, listen to what they're saying. Listen to what they're saying. This is why it's valuable for you to know the word so people not praying unbelief on you. Well, Lord, if it be your will, just bless. What? Hold on. No. Pray the will. We know what the will. It's the will for me to get well. We already know this. Pray that. And so prayer is by saying, faith is released by saying a prayer. This is why your prayer life, even in the natural, praying with my understanding. Praying with your understanding is limited to your knowledge of the Word of God. If I say to you, listen, I want you to pray for my prosperity. You got to know what the Word says about abundance. I don't believe in that. Well, don't pray for me. Are you following me? You, of course, prophecy, prophesy on people's life, but prayer, faith is released. Something's got to come out of your mouth. Most of you, you ain't saying enough of what the Word says about you. See, when you read the Bible and you know who you are, you see what the Bible's saying about you. You need to say it. You must get in agreement with God and what he says about you. He said he made you the head and not the tail. Well, what do I say? He said, Father, you've made me the head and not the tail. You've made me above only. I come behind in no good thing. It's got to come out of my mouth. It's got to come out of your mouth. It's a spiritual law. It cannot. If it doesn't come out of your mouth, it can't come into your life. If it doesn't come out of your mouth, it can't come in your life. But if it comes out of your mouth, even if it's negative, it'll come into your life. A lot of people, you bring the wrong thing in your life. You bring the wrong thing, the wrong people, because what's coming out of your mouth. So you must be very discerning and calculate. By calculated, let's say if you pick your health, your social life, your education, your income, you ought to have five confessions for each one of those. Your children. I have some very intelligent children. Their comprehension level is above normal. And they walk in divine health and have a great love for the Lord. You ought to write that down. You ought to say that over your kids and the neighbor's kids too. Now, when the last time you said that? My children are very intelligent, above average. People look at your kids and say, is he all right, your child? Is he all right? Well, he'll do. He ain't nothing special. He'll do. You got a choice for your child, and that's what you answering people? Amen. My mom used to say, he real smart. He can talk. Speak up, David. You know you can talk. Say something. When she turned me loose, I talked, baby. This boy's smart. I've been smart a long time ago. I told the lady at financial aid, I said, my mom on welfare. And my brother, I need my brother to come to college. And my sisters, I say, I'm smart and they smart and he's smart. That's why I said that. I said, he's smart. He can do college work. This is easy. This is going to be easy. I say, give me the paperwork. When she heard me say, I say, I'm smart and he's smart. I was in the financial aid office and said, I'm smart and he's smart. And all my sisters smart. Amen. Turn to your neighbors. Say, I'm smart too. Amen. Like, are you scared? You're not afraid to say it, are you? Amen. Well, let's go so far as say, I'm intelligent as well. And my comprehension skills are above normal. All right. That's awesome, isn't it? Don't that feel good to know that? Just to know that. Somebody done told you you're stupid. Now you're trying to get that territory back. Anybody ever been told you're stupid? I got to go. I was listening to a testimony by Malcolm. What's that preacher name? Jamal Bryant. Jamal Bryant went to Morehouse College, and he had a GED. They said, we don't admit people to Morehouse with a GED. This is a prestigious HBCU. We want the cream of the cream for the black and the brown. Help me, Laverne. And so he says, they said, we don't take no GED. That means you just got out of high school. No, he didn't just get out of high school. He was put out of high school. And the lady told his parents, said, Miss, y'all need to get him a trade. Because he is just not cut out for academic learning. That's what he said. He had praying parents. They say he stuck between, he don't know whether he want to be Eddie Murphy or Martin Luther King. You know what I'm saying? It's like, some of y'all might be like, well, so anyway, when time for register, they had one opening. Somebody was supposed to come. They didn't come. They called him and said, if you can get to Morehouse by tomorrow, we'll let you in. Come on. Those are not the kind of people who go to Morehouse. You got to have some grades. So he went in. He went to Morehouse, graduated from Morehouse with honors, and went to Duke University to get his master's degree in theology, and then went to Oxford 7 years later and received his PhD degree from Oxford University in England. And he said the lady that told his parents he wasn't fit for academic education is now a member of his church. Amen. Somebody say, only believe. Amen. You say, listen, your kids, they all need to hear this. What number is that? Number four? Number five is, with number four, faith works must be released through mouth. Number four, faith works by praying or saying. Okay. And I can go further than that, but for time it says, this faith in God, it always works for you. Sometimes it will work for others through you. A person has a will. Now, I want you to get this. I'm going to close the Bible. A person has a will of his own. But in the case of newborn Christians, you can use your faith for them most of the time. Are you listening to me? Y'all do know a lot of that's going on, don't you? Didn't I say I'm believing God for your income to triple? I'm using my faith and your faith for you. You might not know that you can have your income triple because you're trying to figure out how it happened. Never mind that. I'm telling you, just agree with me, okay? I'm using my faith for you until you grab a hold of it. When you grab a hold of it, that thing will come alive in you. Triple your income. That's just for starters. You can go past that, but right now, you're trying to figure out how can this happen. Never mind that. Just believe. Just hold on to it, amen? And so you can use your faith for others. Now, here's the interesting thing about it. You don't want to get into witchcraft. Witchcraft is manipulating the will of other people. Amen. I'm not a practicing warlock. I'm not a witch. If you don't want it, you don't get it. I don't pray against your will. I don't manipulate your will. I'm going to give you the word. I need you to agree. If I say your income, God wants to triple your income, I'm agreeing with triple your income. You need to agree with me. I don't want no triple no income. Back away. You won't get it. So you can... How many of you can use your faith for your kids, people that work with you when they don't know? Use your faith for them. Confess for them. And it'll jumpstart them to get to going. And I'm out of time. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Amen. I'm stopping. I'm over my time. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed, if you would. If you're here and you never asked Jesus to be your Lord and your Savior, amen. The doors of the church are open. You say, Pastor, I'm not saved, but I want to be. Faced some things in my life. Maybe you've been to church before, but you've never given your life to Jesus. This is your day. While the blood is running warm in your veins, Jesus said, all that come to me here, no wise cast out. But he also said, he's standing at the door of your heart and knock. If you hear his voice, open the door and let him in. If you hear his voice, open your heart, let him in. Today is the day of salvation. Not tomorrow, today is the day of salvation. He said, all that come to him, he'll in no wise cast out. You say, Pastor, that's me. I want to be saved. I want to give my life to Jesus. If you'll just lift your hand and we'll pray with you. Lead you into the prayer of salvation. You say, Pastor, that's me. Just all over the auditorium. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. No one moving except those authorized to do so. If you say, Pastor, that's me. I want to be saved. Hallelujah. If you're here and you say, Pastor, I don't know if I'm saved, but I want to be sure I am a Christian, that I'm born again. I've been to church before. You may have even been baptized. But have you given your life to Jesus? That's your prayer. If you say, Pastor, I want assurance of my salvation. I want to know that I'm born again. Just give me a wave right from where you are. Just lift your hand. Just say, Pastor, I want assurance of my salvation. Glory be to God. All over the auditorium. On this next invitation, if you say, Pastor, I know I'm saved, but I've never been baptized with Jesus' baptism. You've not been filled with the Holy Ghost. You need power to live in victory in this life. Jesus said, John baptized you with water, but I will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. The as Jesus' baptism. If that's your prayer, if you lift your hand and say, Pastor, I want Jesus' baptism, just give me a wave right now. If your hand's up, just look at me. I'll acknowledge your hand. Thank you, my sister. Thank you, my brother. Is there another? If you did not raise your hand and you want to be baptized with the Holy Ghost, I want you to pray this prayer as I lead them into this prayer. Say, Jesus, you're my Savior and my Lord. Baptize me, Jesus, as my high priest. You baptize me with the Holy Spirit according to your word, with the manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit and the evidence of speaking in other tongues according to the scripture. For God, you said, if I ask you for a fish, you would not give me a serpent. I receive the baptism with the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. I'm equipped with power from on high. On this next invitation, if you're not a member of this local church, you say, Pastor, I've been here before, I'm here. I need a church home. I need to grow. My commitment is to teach you the word of God with simplicity and understanding and show you how to use your faith to overcome life challenges. If that's your prayer, you say, I believe God would have me to be a member of this local church. I desire to be your pastor for that reason. If you lift your hand up and say, Pastor, we'll take you aside. We'll give you information. Amen. Get information. Pray with you. Amen. Give you direction for your life. Amen. If your hand is held, just look at me. I'll acknowledge your hand. Thank you, my sister. God bless you. So happy to have you. God bless you. Is there another? You need to be a church. You need to commit. Life is choice driven, saints. Life is choice driven. Amen. First place I got saved, I got saved, joined the church too. I said, I need everything y'all got. I need a pastor. I need a pastor, a usher, a deacon. I need all that help I can get. Same thing with you. Amen. Same thing with you. I desire to be your pastor. I've been where you're at. God desires to accelerate your life into victory. We have the format for it. We teach you in our classes. We take you a series of classes as a new believer, as in the new believer's class, and lay you a foundation. Amen. God wants to make up for lost time for your life. Things you've gone through, defeat, God wants to make that up. It's called redeeming the time. Amen. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, you may look up. Let the church say, praise God. Amen. Amen. I want to say this with me. Say, Pastor, thank you for taking the extra time to give us the word. This has been a blessed service. I have received today, not just for me, but for my loved ones. There's somebody else in my life that needs this other than me. And I thank you, Pastor, for giving what God told you to give to us today. Keep doing your job, Pastor. We'll do ours to make this a great church, to make our lives a great life, to glorify God in the earth, in our generation. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of The Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org.
The ultimate gospel experience. W300 CU Jacksonville and WKSL HD3 Neptune Beach. The new Praise 107.9.
Sometimes there are obstacles in the road that can leave you feeling low, and you don't know how to move forward. And sometimes there are turns you wanna take, but the way gets hard to trace. Now you're wondering, how did you get here? But don't you give up until you see how God is ordering your steps, so you can walk into your season. He that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform. God is faithful to perform. He that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. Our God is faithful. I declare you will know the favor of the Lord and receive a harvest for your seed. What he planted inside of you to bless the world as it flows.
He that has begun
a great work
in you
is faithful to perform it.
God is faithful to perform.
Oh, he that has begun a great work in you is faithful to perform it. Yourself and say, God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me. God is doing a great work. He's doing a great work. He's doing a great work in me. God is faithful to perform. You ought to encourage somebody. Show your neighbor.
He's faithful to perform.
God is faithful to perform. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. God is faithful.
Faithful
and great. Great is his faithfulness. Great is his faithfulness. So what should be considered as we proceed is that this work did not begin with you. Our mother's mothers and father's fathers planted seeds when we were but the faint notion of a dream in their mind. They hoped for a harvest, a legacy, a great work. So may your next step forward be